This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Ta-da.
Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian and Mark back in our studio here in Keene, New Hampshire, after taking a couple of nights away to go to the Talkers Convention, which is an industry convention for talk radio people, which we've now attended for 10 years in a row.
Yeah.
Which is very, very cool. So
it's almost like we're real talk show hosts.
Yeah, at the very least, we've managed to fool some people into thinking we're a real talk show host. So you can join us here tonight. You can bring up absolutely anything that might happen to be on your mind, and we'll give you the toll-free numbers, the Skype username as well. And the fighting continues within the Republican and Democratic parties over the presidential contest, with apparently people shouting, making obscene gestures, cursing, vile insults, and even crude comments about the female anatomy, all at the Democratic convention in Nevada. And I guess that was sometime this week. The story coming from CNN.com.
American politics appears to have just gone over the edge.
And they are ostensibly, these are Bernie Sanders supporters.
Right. Supposedly there was chair throwing. The claim is there was chair throwing, but at this point no one can prove it. But it's been reported so much that it just seems like, you know, people were whipping chairs around the room and, you know, mashing each other in the face.
Well, you said Snopes said that's not true.
Well, nobody's seen a bloody nose. Nobody's okay. Got any video of it.
So Barbara Boxer, who's a veteran of Democratic politics, says she's never seen anything quite like this before. She said that she was not able to stop these people for doing what they did. Apparently, they've done it before. This group of about 100 were very vocal, and I can't describe it. Disrespectful doesn't even explain it. It was worse than that, she said. Boxer is hardly the lone Clinton supporter to experience such harassment on the campaign trail. Several top Democrats told CNN publicly and privately that the energy and enthusiasm of Sanders supporters has at times descended into incendiary attacks that threaten to tear apart efforts to unite Democrats against Trump. Several female senators told CNN the attacks had been misogynistic.
Well, yeah, you know what that's going to do? That's gonna bring everybody together. Call everybody a misogynist, and that's going to bring them together. You know what? You're right. I'm a misogynist. Terribly sorry. Let me get behind your old battle axe of a candidate.
You know, it's interesting, though. I mean, typically when you think of the Democrats or liberals, which generally are kind of the same thing, I guess, for the most part.
I wouldn't go that far, but no. All right.
Okay. Well, if you think there's a difference, can you call and explain the difference there? Because I don't know what all these things mean. I don't know what it means to be a Democrat or a Republican.
Well, I know what it means to be a
liberal
Democrat.
Or a conservative.
You're a Democrat if you vote, identify with the party and you vote with the party. You're a Republican if you identify with the party and you vote with the party.
But right now, there are some splits going on within the Democratic and Republican parties. You've got people who are in the Republican Party saying they are not going to vote for Donald Trump. And then in the Democratic Party, people are saying they're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Sure.
So it's very interesting because normally the political parties do kind of coalesce behind their selected candidate. And to be fair, we still don't know for sure whether it's going to be Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or anyone because the conventions haven't actually occurred yet. But it's interesting seeing a split within the Democratic Party on these lines, specifically lines about gender. You know, they position themselves as being more accepting of a political party, and yet here you have people insulting one another over their gender.
Well, I think that, it is
allegedly
unfortunate. It's unfortunate if anybody uses, the sort of gender-oriented terms there, but ultimately, what it comes down to
like, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
That might have been used. I'm speculating.
Just a guess. The B word is a possibility.
Yeah.
But, and it doesn't particularly matter what the terminology is. If the best thing you've got about your candidate is their gender, you don't have much. Because you know, half the planet was born with two X chromosomes, big, fat, hairy deal. It is not a qualification for the highest office in the land. Is Hillary Clinton qualified? Probably about as qualified as anybody in Washington, D.C. However, Washington, D.C. is a town full of people who are completely unqualified for the job of president. I mean, the only people that are qualified for president, if anyone's qualified for president, they're not running for the job because the people who are most qualified are not ones running. I mean, why are we electing lawyers to run the economy? You elect lawyers to write laws or to, you know, try cases or do things like that. They're not economists. They shouldn't be there.
What's more, many Democrats fear if Sanders, by the way, from CNN.com, if Sanders doesn't rein in his supporters.
Oh, now it's his fault, right? There's people out there that are supporting Bernie Sanders, and everything they do is his fault.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I've done activism before publicly. I've worked within political parties, specifically the Libertarian Party. I guess none others. Well, I guess the New Hampshire Liberty Party, but we haven't had these problems yet because we haven't gotten that big. But once you get large enough, as far as a group of people gets to a certain size, it's probably like 30. Once you get large enough, you start to have these internal conflicts. And certainly the Free State Project has seen this happen. The Libertarian Party has seen this happen. The Democrats, the Republicans, it happens everywhere. And it's really annoying. But it's just the way that people are. They just can't get along. Even if they have the same political belief system, they just can't get along. There's some, you know, whether it's a personal difference that people have or just the fact that they like candidate A versus candidate B. And that's what has divided the Republican and Democratic parties right now. And you've got people who are being very, very rude. If somebody shows up into a political party and says, hey, I'm a Democrat and I support Bernie Sanders. This person could simply be a provocateur, someone who is actually a Hillary supporter coming in, acting like a Bernie supporter to make the Bernie supporters look bad. I'm not saying that happens all the time, but it definitely happens. There are infiltrators in all political parties, people who join a political party that is opposite of themselves to simply cause trouble within it. That happens,
but people are frustrated too. I mean, the fact is the political process is a threat. Ultimately, but not the political process, I should say, government is a threat. It's an organization that says, you're going to do what we say you're going to do, or we're going to throw your butt in jail. And that's the point of view they come from. So if your person who you like the best doesn't get in, it feels threatening. I mean, that's natural. And so how do people act when they're threatened? Well, they might raise their voices. They might use wordy dirds.
Yeah.
They might toss a chair. In this case, it doesn't appear as though a chair was tossed, but it wouldn't surprise me. There's been violence in this election and violence in elections all over the world. It's because government is an organization that claims the monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass. And when you try to wrest the ring of power, somebody's going to try to get it too. And it's a scramble, a mad dash on Black Friday when you see people fighting over a $500 TV and you think that the highest office in the land isn't worth punching somebody in the teeth over? I mean, come on! You don't understand the power of the office then.
Toll-free number tonight. If you want to join us to share your thoughts on the division within American politics, Mark, you said before the show, and I don't think you've said this yet on the air, that you aren't sure if America can survive. And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Now, what do you mean by that? I mean, that's a pretty drastic statement.
It's fallen apart. The political process, the political parties that make up our process have just been thrown into such disarray this go-around. And it's getting worse and worse. Since the year 2000, we've had all Republicans in the House, Senate, and White House. We've had all Democrats in the House, Senate, and White House. We've had a mixed bag, and not very much has gotten done since 2001, by the legislators. Legislators have been in for a long time are saying this is nothing like it's ever happened before. We've had the Tea Party. We've had Occupy Wall Street. America is just getting pulled back and forth. Mm-hmm. And here's the question I have. If you're in a blue state, like Hawaii, California, New York, or in a red state like Utah or Texas, Why should you be subjected to a president who is not of your party? Why does America need this?
I don't think we need America. I say get rid of it.
Well, America's a continent. Do you need
the United States? Get rid of the United States.
The United States government.
The government. 855-453, 855-450-3733. I think we should have 50 different governments, and I, of course, don't think we should have governments at all.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here, toll-free, at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the Democratic Party and the split that is going on inside said Democratic Party. And you know what? People might be more interested this year than ever before in looking at alternatives, because it doesn't seem like Bernie Sanders is going to get the nomination because the sort of the Democratic deck is stacked against him.
It was stacked from the beginning, and yeah. I mean, he's been playing it as close as he could, and basically he's almost won the last dozen or so,
actual primaries.
Yeah, primaries and caucuses, all these things that are going on. I'm not exactly sure which ones, and I'm not paying that much that close of attention because I kind of feel like it's over. I mean, sadly. I don't want it to be that way. I've endorsed him for the nomination. I feel like he's a better choice than Hillary Clinton.
You're not a socialist. You're just saying he's less evil than Clinton.
I'm a peace voter, and I believe that he will bomb fewer people. Hillary Clinton has shown her propensity for dropping bombs, and she has a proclivity for it. Bernie Sanders is going to be more interested in domestic policy.
So we're going to go to your calls and thoughts, but eventually Sanders is probably going to be out of this race, and he'll have a little bit more time on his hands at that point, which means he may have time to take Roger Ver up on his offer. There's a debate challenge that has been laid on the table. A total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin will be donated by Roger, who is a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus. He'll donate that $100,000 worth of Bitcoin two ways, so two $50,000 worth donations to the charity of Bernie Sanders' choice and Adam Kokesh's choice. So the proposal for the debate is that Sanders and Kokesh will debate. Sanders will get to choose the objective moderator, and they'll be debating socialism versus voluntarism. And Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie in any city in America on any day between now and the end of this year. So the proposal's out there. I have not heard if Bernie has responded yet. I'm sure once he does, if he does, we'll hear about it and we'll let you know. Meanwhile, you can learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, Mark, you think that the country, the United States, isn't going to survive in the future, that it's just too fractionalized, that people are not getting along with one another, and that's kind of my understanding of what you've said here.
So I think the answer is federalism, personally.
But let's get your thoughts on it. Vern is up first. Listening to WQXL in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Vern.
How's it going?
Welcome.
You made an interesting point. It was funny because I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day about almost about the same thing. And it seems that both parties in general, like, they've opened up, especially this year. I've become so involved in the political process just because of just everything, just the publicization of it, the media fair, like, and the candidates. That like seeing who's going to be running this country for the next 4 years, and honestly haven't been impressed with a lot. But what I have seen is just a lot of just disunity amongst parties, amongst people.
Yeah.
True colors are being shown of everybody, of how they feel about each other. Mm-hmm. And it came down, almost broke down, like, to Republicans and Democratic Party just being so split on, and it almost to a racial divide, almost, because there was a conversation I was listening to, actually on this radio station, and it was so much like more of a publicized for Republicans. This was such a great opportunity to reach out to minority for them to gravitate, to get those votes and open themselves up more, especially for this generation and everything. But it still stayed so one-sided on, I guess you would say, just white males, and Democrats on the same end was just, you know, minorities, black, Latino, women. And those two factions finally met ahead, because that's how most people feel. Like, Republicans are generally white males, Democrats are minority women and whatnot. And neither one of the sides feel like they're being heard. And so now it's just so much friction that the parties themselves, they feel like if they do gravitate outside of their party, that they're going to get ostracized from them by their voters and everybody, because now
I'm a little confused. Are you saying that that like a Bernie supporter or someone who doesn't like Trump will be, they feel like they're going to be ostracized from their political parties?
Yes, because you said it like, I'm trying to make sure I said your point correctly. But if that party doesn't have the same viewpoints of my ideas, then they're a threat. Other than trying to reach over and find a moderate ground.
So are you, are you considering looking at other options this year for voting for president? Or are you just going to stay home and say screw it?
I am honestly on the fence right now because I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not a big Hillary supporter. I like Bernie's ideas and viewpoints. I'm a very common sense type person. If it seems like it makes sense and you can show me a plan of action that makes sense for what you're doing, I'm with that. But I haven't heard anything like that outside of, like, Bernie bringing some great points about, you know, trying to heal some of the damage that we have here, especially, than everything outside of here, outside of America. Like, when people say make America great, that happens with the people, the act from the bottom on up.
I tend to agree with decentralizing control, but I don't think that's what Bernie Sanders is advocating. I mean, I'm not advocating for Hillary, Bernie, Trump, or any of these guys. I want to make it clear. I advocate for human freedom and people being able to make choices about their own lives. And what I hear from Bernie saying, even though he may be less of a warmonger than Hillary Clinton, I think that's fine. If you're going to spend money, if the government's going to take money, I'd rather have them not spend it on bombs and spend it on other things. But I'd prefer that if you could just keep your money that you earn, Vern, and then save it or give it away or spend it in the way that you think is best. I think that's the best choice. And only the libertarians are really supporting that viewpoint. Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, dude. Toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, going from the ground, what is it? Grassroots, I guess that's the word I'm looking for. Going from the grassroots, I like that idea. Top-down control, centralized command and control doesn't work very well. But everyone in the Democratic and Republican parties who could win the presidency, they all believe in centralized command and control. They all believe they know what's best about how to run your life, and they're going to force that on you through the threat of violence or putting you in a cage if you don't go along with it.
It does seem like the country's divided to some extent along racial lines, as he was saying, and I think this is the worst reason to be sort of divided. I mean, the amount of melanin you have in your skin shouldn't define
who you are. Well, he was talking about men and women.
He was talking about demographics and race and that sort of thing. Don't forget, Muslims voted for Republicans prior to 9/11. They were ostracized. Don't forget that Latinos voted, the majority of Latinos in Texas elected George Bush. It wasn't this way some time ago.
Well, and now you've got Barack Obama, who's cracking down on immigration as well. So none of these guys are your friend. They all want to tell you how to live. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, sick? Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Can America survive this election? The United States, I guess, the political organization, can it survive past this election? I hope not. I want to see
you
it all.
You just relish this stuff.
Fall apart.
Well, it's not like these things are going to be particularly easy. Yes, I think that Americans are best served by smaller, more localized government, just like you do. But, you know, this wetting yourself.
I don't think anyone's served by having a state. I want to see the idea of the state, the idea of humans ruling over other humans, fighting over power over each other. I want to see that go away completely. But in the meanwhile, I think it'd be just fine to have some states secede from the United States or ultimately the entire thing dissolve, which would be wonderful to see happen, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
I'm interested in profits and business doing well, and it doesn't necessarily go hand in hand with what you're looking for.
Profits and business doing well.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I think business will do a lot better if they don't have a federal government to be paying.
Yeah,
for.
But while it's collapsing, how do you think it's going to do?
I think people will be fine if they diversify into other forms of money like Bitcoin, gold, and silver, anything besides the U.S. dollar. That could have a rocky time in the collapse of the United States. But you can share your thoughts with us here. So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if you want to learn more about freedom, then you should check out a book by Adam Kokesh called Freedom. You as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interaction should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Now, obviously, Adam's talking about the way things should be, not the way that they are. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. And when you learned don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. You see, governments frighten us into thinking that we need them, but we're moving past the statist paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous, while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. So find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. As we go to the phones to the fun, first up, we've got Sarge, if my mouse will actually start working again. It's actually disappeared. So I don't know if our board op can hear us, but oh, I've got it back. Sarge is on the line in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Sarge.
Hey, you can you hear me all right?
Yep, we got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, well, these are my thoughts. The NRA has endorsed Donald Trump. I'm a Hillary Clinton supporter. You know, I
hold on. The NRA has endorsed Donald Trump?
Yes, they have. This is total, complete fact all over the news and everything, which is okay. Really horrible, and I'll go into why. Okay, I'm a Hillary Clinton supporter. At the end of the line, I want to see Hillary be backed by Bernie Sanders as well as the supporters. I voted
of course you do. You'd like to see Hillary backed by George W. Bush if you could get it, right?
Sure.
That's what it's like to have a candidate.
Yeah, I voted Republican. I voted Democrat. Now I'm independent. And I have contacts on both coasts, East Coast, West Coast, and overseas. And so I've seen a lot of politics in about 45, almost 55 years and all. And out of all those politics, you know, I've only really appreciated three of our presidents, you know, and that's a long time living, and that's JFK, President Clinton, and President Obama. Why? Maybe that's the secret of life and all. But I'm nervous to know that there's a possibility that Donald Trump could occupy the seat of power. And the reason why is I look at what's going on in North Korea. You know, I look what's going on in the Middle East where I served at, you know, just all overseas. And Donald Trump is easily, how would you say, provoked. And because he'll have the codes to the nukes, he'll have all our military powers.
Here's the Barry Goldwater the thing. Now, so this is what got Barry Goldwater during their election was the suggestion was LBJ puts a big mushroom cloud. Kaboom!
Oh,
you can't trust Barry Goldwater. He'll blow up people with nuclear weapons. And that's what this gentleman's doing. He's saying, Donald Trump's too volatile of an individual. We don't want to give him the nuclear codes.
Absolute dementia.
Hillary Clinton loves herself a war. Why aren't you supporting Bernie Sanders then?
No, if war's your issue. I don't see how he kind of, you know, gets a pass that he calls himself an outright socialist. You know, and people were like chomping at the bit, you know, then Senator Obama that was running against Hillary Clinton, you know, he's a socialist, even though he wasn't calling himself a socialist, nor was he a socialist. But here's Bernie Sanders.
They're all socialists, dude. A socialist is a person who claims that the state owns the means of production. The state claims your labor in the form of income tax, and it claims your property in the form of property tax. Every one of these people running is a socialist.
Well, you know,
including the Republicans. Yes.
The president never outrightly called himself a socialist, but Bernie Sanders is, and I just can't tolerate that. So
Bernie's being more honest about what his beliefs are, and so you can't tolerate honesty in a politician?
No, it's not that. You know, I don't really think America, you know, in its entirety is ready for a socialist president.
But they're already socialists. Did you not hear what Mark just pointed out to you? Is it just that they can't tolerate the socialist president who admits it? Because everybody else who's been a president has been a socialist.
No, because he admits it. He could do that in Great Britain and get away with it, but you can't do that in communist, not in the continental United States of America. Now, you go to Britain, you call yourself a communist, a socialist, or whatever like that. But you, United
so
States,
you think the socialists who get elected should lie to the American people? And
they probably don't define themselves as socialists in the same way that I do, Ian.
But they are.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly. Yeah. Yep. That's it.
Do they support forced wealth redistribution? That's a socialist policy, is it not?
Forced wealth redistribution is a statist policy.
Okay.
Statism essentially is socialism. At this point, we haven't found a way to govern. Generally, what we understand as government here on planet Earth is socialism in the sense that it is, they tax rather than doing business and competing, they tax their individuals.
So, Sarge, are you active within the Democratic Party today? I know you said you've been paying attention to politics for a while.
Yeah, I lean more toward the Democrat. You know, when I voted Republican, I voted more that way and not so much of a party. It was the principle because we had a one-shot governor that was here that was a Republican.
So, but wait, are you active within the party or do you just sort of watch and vote?
Well, I'm independent. You know, I'm not.
I see.
I can't really say I'm a total Democrat.
Do you talk to folks? Do you talk to any Democrats? Like, what? Do you hear anything on the street as far as are the Sanders supporters going to get behind Hillary? Or are they saying, you know what, we're going to either stay home or vote for the Green Party or figure something else out?
That's a great question because I just sort of kind of turned, you know, the volume down on Bernie Sanders and all that, so I'm not really sure. I do know as far as Hillary Clinton, we're going to fight tooth and nail. I believe, you know, that we're going
to
be
there. You're going to have to because the negative campaign ads are going to destroy that lady. She's had like 26 different scandals.
Hey, Sarge, thanks for the call tonight. It is definitely going to be entertaining. I got to say, you know, normally politics disgusts me. Politicians I find to be despicable. They're liars. They're thieves. They're scum. But I think this is going to be probably the most entertaining mudslinging that we've ever seen in the history of American politics.
The numbers I've seen are something like 25 to 35% of Sanders supporters simply will not vote for Clinton at this point.
So they claim.
And as you know, as we get closer to November, everybody's going to get more and more scared. However,
what percentage of Republicans won't vote for Trump?
It's higher for Republicans, but not much higher.
Okay.
And again, it's as you get closer to November, the campaign ads are going to start coming out. They're going to start rolling out. Danger. The storm clouds will come in. Yep. In 5 more weeks, we will decide that who's going to be president. Do you want it to be insert Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton's name? And watch America crumble. You know, I mean, I can just see this crap over and over. This is what they do. They scare you to the point that you end up voting against your principles or whatever. You're not going to vote for a third party. God knows they might actually represent what you think. So, you know, it's, whatever. I mean, I realize that mathematically my vote is unimportant.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts, welcome on Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Join us here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about some of the, I guess, the heat within the political parties, the Democrats, the Republicans. What sparked the conversation was a story from CNN about the Democratic convention in Nevada, where people were apparently quite rude to one another, although supporters of Bernie Sanders are getting the blame for the rudeness, including cursing, shouting, obscene gestures, and vile insults, as well as crude comments about the female anatomy, according to some of the people who were there. And, Mark, you said this means that, or this, you know, is an indicator of this constant strife within the political ranks that are seems to be getting worse and not better over time.
Yeah.
Some people are saying they're not going to vote for their political party of preference if they choose candidate so-and-so, whether it be Trump or Hillary. And so one of my big questions is, what are those people going to do? Some of them are going to stay home. They're not even going to vote for anyone because they don't know that there are other choices. But others may actually become aware that there are other options in the race, like the Green Party or the Libertarian Party or some of the other third parties that are out there. I don't know which ones are the other more prominent ones.
I can imagine the Libertarian Party doing quite well if, for instance, if the guy who was their previous nominee, Gary Johnson, makes it through the nomination process again, he will be the only person with executive experience in the race.
Well, I sure hope he doesn't make it through.
He's a two-time New Mexico governor, and he was elected as a Republican, so he'll be the only Republican in the race, too.
I hope he gets eliminated the first voting round in the Libertarian Party's upcoming
convention,
which will be happening not this weekend, but this coming weekend. The Memorial Day weekend. So you're welcome to comment on all things here. It doesn't have to be within the scope of the discussion so far. Toll-free number is 855-453 or Skype into the show. Skype username's lrn.fm. Let's go to John. He's in Ohio. Hello, John. John in Ohio, going once. Hello, John. Thought I heard something there.
Yeah.
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead.
So I think Trump, it won't fix this country like he says he would.
Well, of course not. How could he? He's just one man. How can any president fix the, you know, totally broken United States of America? The government is, you know, not fixable by one person. That's just impossible.
Yeah.
Is that all you had, John?
That too.
I'm sorry?
I don't know if the Trump supporters could fix the country too.
Well, I think people could fix the country, and thanks for the call. I think individuals could fix America because all of the breakage has happened basically due to the state, due to the federal government and the state governments interfering in people's businesses and interfering in their private lives, like, you know, through regulations, putting people out of business by regulating them to death, like those little magnet balls. That's a great example of that.
You need to tell people what those little magnet balls are.
People don't know the wonderful Zen magnets. Zen Magnus is the only company that stayed in business, and they've
rare
been fighting
earth,
tooth and nail.
Rare earth metal magnets were outlawed by the government because you're too stupid to handle magnets,
well, that's
apparently.
What the CPSC thinks.
What's that?
The CPSC, that's the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Yeah. They didn't actually pass a law. They passed some regulation.
They might as well. The bureaucrats are the ones that have the power around here.
Right. So it's the government that's ruined things, and putting someone else in the head office isn't going to fix it. Even if the libertarians, by some miracle, were to actually win, even if the libertarian for president were to actually win, there could be a few things that person could do to make things a little bit better. Like, let's say, withdraw all the troops from around the globe, bring them all back into the United States, and then downsize the U.S. military. That would be something that...
It's a lot of spending right there.
I think the president could probably bring the troops home. He probably couldn't downsize the military. That would probably be Congress that would have to actually downsize the military. But the president could probably bring the troops home and get them out of harm's way. So that would be one kind of big thing. The president could actually pardon some of the drug offenders that are in federal prison. He could just write a blanket pardon to anyone who's a nonviolent drug offender or a nonviolent any kind of offender. Just turn those people loose. They don't need to be in cages. So there are a few things that one man could do, but ultimately, without Congress's assistance in rolling back the state's involvement in our lives, the president can't stop, you know, the IRS from prosecuting people, can he? I doubt that. The president can't just abolish taxes on his own. He would need to have Congress do those kinds of things.
The
get rid of regulation.
Put a better investigation on the IRS if they were targeting conservative organizations. You know, the IRS. If the IRS.
The IRS is targeting human beings. It doesn't matter to me which organizations they're picking on. If they're stealing money from people, that's a problem, and that's all the IRS does. They extort money from peaceful people, and the president, whoever he is, isn't going to be able to stop that from happening either. So you can't believe that these people, when they say they're going to fix things, or like Obama said, he's going to bring change and hope, and then Trump saying he's going to make America great again, it's all a bunch of BS. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. They just want power over your life. Let's go to James. He's in Lynnwood, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, James? Go ahead.
Okay, I got several things I want to touch on real quick. And
okay. We might only have time for like one or two, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm a registered voter, have been for ages, and I do not choose to belong to any party. And I've been fighting this forever on the primary elections. If I want to vote anybody that's in the presidential race, I have to switch party affiliation
right.
from nobody to somebody, and I can vote however I want in the general election. That's cool. But we are blacklisted from voting for anybody in the primaries, and I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, the different states are different. So, for instance, in New Hampshire, where we are, if you're unaffiliated or whatever, you can walk in, take whichever ballot you want. As you walk out, you say, hey, I want to remain unaffiliated. They'll, you know, switch you back over to unaffiliated, and then you go on about your business. But different states have different rules. When I was in Florida, you had to register with whatever party days, many days in advance, 30, 60 days yeah. in advance, whatever it was. And that's, you know, that's the primary you got to vote in. One of the reasons right. my mother was so adamant about me picking a party was otherwise you don't get to participate in primaries. So
right.
I would agree with you that the states have made it difficult to vote, but I, they do that for a reason. They don't want people voting.
Right. I know that. I know that. Anyway, I want to say a real quick hi to my friends in Nashua, New Hampshire. I love them.
Aw, thanks. Appreciate the call tonight, James. If you want to talk about more issues, give us a call tomorrow night. Saturday nights are always our busiest night. We want to make sure we can get as many people on as possible. So
sure.
thanks for the call tonight. We are live every single night of the week. So if you feel like you didn't get your thoughts out, you know, you said he had several issues he wanted to discuss. We are literally on the air 7 nights a week. So pick one issue per night and call several nights in a row, and we'll have a chance to talk to you about that. We're live, by the way, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. If you're not picking us up on your local radio station live 7 nights a week, because they might take just one night or two nights or 5 nights, you can always find us online anytime at freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we got Dale. He's listening in Michigan to WZTK. Hey, Dale.
Hi, retired military. My two son-in-laws are military, two retired wounded. And I'm going to ask your opinion, and then I'm going to hang up and listen to what you have to say. Vietnam, my war, war on terror, have all been an abysmal failure. Our country fights these useless wars. The troops aren't allowed to win the doggone things. We have a military that can't feed itself, can't supply its own parts. Much of it's been privatized to civilian corporations that don't do the job. Nobody in the military can tell them what to do. The Chinese and Russians are becoming far superior to the American military force structure. I know that's not politically correct, but that's the reality. And what do you folks see on the future for America's involvement in these endless and useless foreign wars? If you don't mind, I'm going to hang up and listen to what you have to say.
You're welcome to stay on it if you want to, you know, have the discussion. I'm happy to do that. But I consider that the politicians are going to continue to get us into useless, destructive, deadly foreign wars that have no benefit to the actual people of America, to the troops themselves. Of course, they will die, and then many of them will commit suicide, as we've seen with the tremendous suicide numbers coming out of Iraq and Afghanistan, troops who were stationed out there killing themselves. That's going to continue on because it benefits the politicians. It benefits the politicians and the military-industrial complex. They win when it comes to all this warmongering, but the rest of us get screwed.
Wars are just old men dreaming up ways for young men to die, and I'm against it. I think that they should bring them home. And, well, the military's meant to protect. It's meant to defend. That's what I'm looking for it to do.
Thanks, Dale. I appreciate it, and thanks for the call tonight. Hour number two is on the way. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.